You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
Tuesday. It is the first day of March 2016, day 61 of this year. Spring is 20 days away. The time change is on March 13th. Things to look forward to. St. Patrick's Day is the 17th this year. Easter is in March this year on the 27th. Good Friday the 25th. So March is relatively busy, and today is Super Tuesday, the first real biggie in the ongoing process of the election of a new president in this country, although it seems like a never-ending skit from Saturday Night Live, and it probably always will. But today is your chance to speak your piece, make your voice heard in Tennessee and Arkansas. You can vote, I presume, at 7 to 7 like it usually is, and across America today there are, we've seen 10, 12, the numbers seem to vary. There are some caucuses, there are some primaries, but they all will add up to the totals that will likely be in the favor of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, although Hillary and Bernie Sanders have more of a contest going on. It seems that Mr. Trump leads all this stuff by a remarkable margin. The new poll from CNN yesterday, in the GOP, Trump 49%.
That's pretty good.
If my math is correct, that's about half of all people who will vote in that party. Rubio, 16. Ted Cruz, 15. Ben Carson, 10. John Kasich, 6. Democrats, Ms. Clinton has 55%. Bernie Sanders has 38. There is, as always, a margin of error there. But if this is right, then Trump doesn't have much to worry about, which I suppose says different things to different people. The polarizing doesn't even begin to cover it with this man, but he seems to have a dominant grip on this whole thing going into Super Tuesday. What states are involved, Wesley, and who is doing what to whom and when?
All right, it's weird. The easy part is the primaries. These are the states like Mississippi, or like Tennessee and Arkansas today, and Mississippi later, where you go in, you choose what party you want to vote in the primary of, you go, you make your selection, and that's it. Those are Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia.
Okay.
So that's nine states right there doing regular straight-up primaries. There's caucuses happening in Colorado, Minnesota, Alaska, North Dakota, and Wyoming. Some of those are just for Republican candidates. One of those is for just Democratic candidates. And then there is American Samoa, who's having a Democratic caucus.
Who asked them to chime in? Be quiet.
Didn't we get rid of them a long
really
time ago?
Beat it. They should go away, them and Hawaii. Who needs them?
We acquired them when we decided being a colonial power probably is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Tuesday, also today, it's the voting day for Democrats who live outside of the country to cast their votes.
So all right.
That's like the 16 different things going on.
It's unnecessarily complicated, but there it is. So today, Arkansas, Tennessee, Europe. There are some things you need to know for Super Tuesday. One of the problem with the young cub reporters of the day on television news stations, and they come and go like your underwear, is the fact that they don't know, that they just can't write. This is from Channel 5. I'll spare the name. It's important before heading out to make sure you know which precinct you are supposed to vote at.
That is helpful.
Can you learn how to write, Ian? Where you are supposed to vote would probably suffice. But where you are supposed to vote at is just ignorant. But that's just my opinion. Your vote matters. Everybody's vote matters. It counts, says some nice lady, Erin Ballard. make sure you have a state or federal picture ID. If you don't have an ID, you can still vote, but you'll be given a provisional ballot, not a normal ballot, to further complicate the issue. You should know by now that if you go to vote, you ought to have your little card that says you can vote and a picture ID. This has not changed in decades.
Oh, but you don't need your voter's card. You just need your license. Yes. Because I
so that card is all defunct?
Yes, because okay. I get angry every time because I'm so proud that I have it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we don't need that.
But you've kept
it. Then why did you mail it to me?
Exactly.
And you kept up with it.
I know.
You know how hard it
I have
is
no,
to keep.
I have no clue where my Social Security card is, but
right.
I got my
voter's
card.
It's in a drawer with my dugout. That's where it is. So these things are pretty obvious to those. And I'm just guessing today will be the biggest turnout to vote on a Super Tuesday in a long, long time. A very passionate time this is for both parties and for people that are going to vote for some people, and some will vote against some people. So it's on, and I'd love to hear this morning if you go to a precinct, you should know where you're going. If not, they are listed on various TV news sites. We don't have time to tell you where to go vote. You should probably have done some investigation on your own by now. But today is the day, and I would love to hear how the results are, if there are lines, if people are really paying attention. My gosh, you sure can't miss it on the TV, can you? God almighty, there were ads last night. Every network I was on, there is one for Hillary or Cruz or the other ones. I don't know.
I finally saw a Trump one for the first time last night.
Yeah, I think that Cruz may have spent the most money around here. And it was all about, not about what he has to say, but about what a dill hole that Trump is. It's not going to work around here. People like that man, regardless of what you think. He has got this country by the throat or by some other body part, and he's not letting go. So unless there is a gigantic shock today, Mr. Trump is favored to win in most every state.
Yesterday I found it interesting. I don't remember so many people willing to talk about who they're voting for. Everyone, a lot, about 10, 12 different people asked me who I was voting for.
It's none of your business, for starters.
And they're willing to give it up. And I would say 80% of them were voting for Kasich, Democrat and Republicans.
Really? Huh.
That's what's so interesting, that he's only got 6%, or they're estimating 6%, because I couldn't believe every person. And maybe it's because he's the quiet one. I don't know.
No, he's the sensible one.
Well, yeah.
Who has not, you know, pulled his ding-dong out and, you know, shown it to the whole world. He's the one that comes across as having some common sense. He's not yelling. Trump hasn't beaten up on him. But Cruz and Rubio just leave themselves open for constant attacks. And Kasich hasn't done anything stupid. Now, Ben Carson, you know, bless his heart, go find you a brain to play with, homie, because there's just nothing there. And he insists that he will hang around. And if he has the money, knock yourself out.
Every time you talk about him and brains, I think of Hannibal Part 2.
When he had a little thing in there, he ate the guy's brain while he was conscious.
Leota's.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. But, I don't know. It is your chance to speak your piece if you believe in this concept. And some do and some don't. So... I'm surprised to hear you make that comment, though. That to me is surprising.
It was very surprising to me. And again, like I said, I've never heard so many people just give up or want to know or want to tell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're going to have to just watch this, and you won't know the results of this in total till sometime tomorrow morning. But it'll be fun to watch tonight. Every network will have coverage. Locally and nationally, you can go back and forth from MSNBC to Fox to CNN and get everybody's opinion. And it should be a lot of fun to watch this tonight. And it's like watching about 8 football games at once. So here we go with that.
And if you are curious about where you're supposed to vote, you've probably got a smartphone. Go to ShelbyVotes.com.
There you go.
ShelbyVote.com and put in your street number, your street name. It'll tell you.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Wes and Danny and Sid and me. Here today on this Tuesday, our guest will be Kyle Veazey, who has some city business to discuss, among it the progress at Mud Island and the progress with the police body cams and whatever else that our new mayor, Jim Strickland, has been doing the past couple of weeks, or the past week. And so we'll check in with Kyle at about 7:30. Other things, Mayor Mark Luttrell has announced, as many assumed he would, his bid to run for Congress. And the District 8 seat was being vacated by, Fincher. So, Mark, I suppose, wants to keep going, and he's going to hop into this race. It seems to me that makes him the immediate favorite. His name is well known. He's a class act. He is a gentleman and a scholar and a good dude. And I don't know, I can't imagine that he would not be the favorite in this. And we need to get Mark up here on the radio to discuss what he's doing. But if we do that, does every other numbnut get a chance to come up here?
Not yet.
Okay. No, well, then let's do it now before all these clowns have their chance to walk up here. Because I don't want to fool with them.
And does that mean that we'll have another mayoral election coming up then if he vacates? Or was one already planned?
When does his thing end? I don't know. I think it's not too far away. But if he were to do this, I suppose the election is what, in November? Is that when it is, along with the presidency? I don't know. But we'll find out because we like to tell you what's going on if we know and can waste the effort to figure it out. So that is news locally. Governor Phil Bryant in Mississippi, that fine, fine, forward-thinking, progressive state. Pause for laughter. the governor is being sued over the state flag. A lawsuit, and you wonder why we continue to propagate and promote hate and discord and racial issues. And somebody is always annoyed by somebody's comment, whether they be black, white, Asian. There is now umbrage being taken at Chris Rock for some of his comments when he brought out those two Asian kids and the small Jewish kid, saying that they were the accountants for whatever it was, which was pretty funny. But that has offended somebody, so God forbid that we offend anybody. But the state flag down there, this entire Confederacy thing, the history of the state, the South, the country, be damned. The flag has to go. So why can't these people find something else to do that's productive and not inspired by hatefulness and mean-spiritedness? The history of it just is what it is. And changing a flag is not going to change the history. But every statue, every park, anything that's named that you find offensive because of whatever you are, it's really getting old. The lawsuit says that the state flag violates the Equal Protection and Due Process Clauses of the 14th Amendment. Somebody is digging really deep, and I bet you a buck it's like one or two people that have some coalition that they want to go out and raise hell and get their name in the newspaper.
And they probably aren't even African-American.
They're probably Asian or Hispanic, and they're just trying to be difficult and to change the course of way things go. Things are what they are, and there are some things that are overt and need to be maybe gotten a little bit of a grip on, but this endless need to change, you know, Ole Miss's mascot and stop playing Dixie, and, you know, it's just, it gets to the point to where, I don't know, everybody is way too sensitive. We understand your pain. Everybody has their own moments in history that they're not proud of, but just once you find something else to do, go knit a sweater.
I'm laughing back with the Asian kids being offensive, bringing them out. Yeah. So being lynched and raped.
Jewish kid, too.
Yeah, being lynched and raped and hanging from a tree is not offensive. However, no. If we call Asians smart, it is offensive.
Yes.
There's a problem.
Yeah, Asians and Jews are smart, and so let's make them mad, too. Jeremy Lin, who plays in the NBA, I think he has one parent who is Asian, one who is African-American. And he tweeted out that it was enough already and that he was offended. Oh, shut up and go play basketball. Nobody cares what you think. Everybody has an opinion, just like they have something else down there by their butt. So why don't you just hush? The Memphis Zoo has a baby giraffe. Anybody pissed off by that?
Yeah, really.
These damn giraffes, stop reproducing. Gosh, damn it. He is. What does it mean that he is reticulated?
I almost looked it up, but I figured you would know.
Is something wrong with him? He has five legs?
Well, they don't know the sex yet. I don't know if that means anything.
Well, his mama is Marilyn, and she gave birth Monday, so he is a leap year baby. Well, he or she, because the sex is unknown. And let's name it Caitlin.
And reticulated means it has that sort of spotty pattern that giraffes have.
Well, I'll be darned. Don't they all have that?
Yes.
Okay. So why do we need to single out this one?
Oh,
that
my
has...
goodness. That's it's really what it means.
One of the reticulated giraffes.
There are less than 8,000 of them left in the wild. I think we need to do a benefit for them.
It's like saying one of the hairy monkeys. I mean, come on.
Marilyn and her baby is doing well at this time.
But there are also non-reticulated giraffes. So there's a
distinction.
Are they
solid?
And there's probably some hate going on between the two of them.
Probably.
There probably is, because they're offended that one has spots and one doesn't, and that's just wrong.
You better reticulate.
Bitch. What else? I don't know. It's going to be Super Tuesday all freaking day.
Super.
Super, fantastic, great. Amazing, and fun Tuesday. I think of South Park. I'm super. Thanks for asking. That's Big Gay Al. And the passing of a great actor who has been in so many movies and so many TV shows since the 60s and probably before that. George Kennedy passed away at 91 years old. You've seen him in so many things. He was most well known. He won the Best Supporting Actor for his role in Cool Hand Luke. And he was a great one. This guy was in Westerns, and he was in the Naked Gun movies, and just a big old handsome hunk of a man, hulky, big old dude. He played dumb guys and smart guys and cops. But in Cool Hand Luke, he's the guy that I think he made the bet with Paul Newman's character about eating those 50 hard-boiled eggs. And he egged him on and egged him on in one of the best scenes ever in a movie. And there's a book out. This guy's life has been covered by many people. Newman's has, and he did not eat those 50 eggs. So I went back and I watched it to see how they did it. And he never swallowed one, I don't think, because they kept, you know, cutting it and cutting it and cutting it. And he was eating them as fast as he could, but he never really even ate one of them. Watch it sometime, and the editing will blow your mind. So, George Kennedy, rest in peace, sir. He was very entertaining and a fine character actor for many, many years. That pretty much is the gist of it. You can hear the show on the Max app, 981themax.com is the website. You can Facebook us, you can Twitter us, tweet us, all that stuff, if you would choose to. Facebook at Drake in the Morning. And the Twitter thing is at Drake in the Morn or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Look it up if you care to play along at home. Kyle Veazey today, tomorrow Shea Flynn to kind of analyze what happens today. And it should be fun to watch. If there are any surprises, we'll be surprised. Trump's lead is so commanding that it is rather, I don't know, if it's interesting, if it's unsettling, or if it's... just the new world that we live in. I have no idea. But today is the big day, so get after it. You might want to stop by Buster's Liquors first before you head home and stock up on your favorite beverages. They have the ball. A great wine selection and 18 people on staff that are wine experts who will guide you in the right direction. If craft beer is your thing, they have the Growler Station. You can sample it and then take some home with you. They have 400 beers in the cooler back there, many, many choices from the domestics to everything known to man in their beer area. They have everything broken down by section, tequilas and gins and vodkas and bourbons, and it's all there and experts to guide you in the right area. Any kind of help you need, they can cover it for you. Meats and cheeses in the Big Deli area. You can get some really good food to munch on, and in certain zip codes, they'll bring the order to your house. Check the website for more. BustersLiquors.com is that website. They're at Poplar and Highland, and they can. It's a brand-new store. It's all redone. It's huge, and they will take care of you. So stop by and tell them that we sent you here at Drake in the Morning. We'll come back and check the sports of the day. It's very quiet out there. College basketball is winding down. The NBA is kind of winding down. baseball is heating up. The NFL combine continues, and all that stuff is heading toward the NFL draft. So there are some things to cover, and we'll eye those things momentarily. And check your emails at mail@drakeinthemorning.com next. Cage the Elephant playing the Landers Center in Southaven in a couple of weeks. March 19th. Bunch of shows coming up. Christopher, we have tickets for that show, too, if you want to email the thing over here. Wes might give you some if you like Maynard and them and his weirdness. And other shows on the way. Fall Out Boy and Billy Joel, the Beale Street Music Fest, is weeks away. It's March 1st, for goodness sake. Wasn't it just Christmas the other day?
Wow. Yeah. You say that because Beale Street Music Festival is April 29th.
I know.
It's March 1st.
And then, first we have the time change. That is a week from this weekend. And then there's Good Friday. And then there's Easter. St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th. So all this happens, and then April comes. And things are already blooming. It's very strange. The grass is kind of greening up, and the trees are budding out, and there are deer running around and owls. We have birds' nests around our deck in various bird houses, and it's just now March.
Do you think we'll have full blooms on everything, or will it mess up?
We've already got full blooms on hyacinths, on daffodils, but if it gets really cold again, which it might, they just sort of freeze themselves, I hope. Because but some things, it kind of messes up the natural evolution process.
I have probably 300 random daffodils around the backyard, but only five have their flower on it.
Now, it seems that when it gets warm, they kind of develop, and when it gets cold again, they kind of withdraw. Mm. And they'll be out there for a bit, and then they'll just go away. But they're one of the first things to, you know, show up. It is also time, if I may just tell you right now, that there are weeds also. And, you know, the grass really isn't coming up yet. It's probably weeds. Jameson, our good friends for many, many years, have been to my house twice to spray for weeds and to fertilize. If you don't have your yard pre-emerged to kill these weeds, they'll take over the yard, and you'll have a hell of a time getting all this mess done and gone ever. So do it now. One weed can produce 10,000 seeds, as they tell you every year, and they'll lay there and just come back year after year. So have them come to your house, and they'll spray all this stuff now and kill the weeds and fertilize this entire yard so it's green. They always show up on time. These guys are pros. The best at what they do, they pull up and I go, yes, they're here to kill stuff or to fertilize things. So, and they use the, good stuff that doesn't kill butterflies and hummingbirds, not all these bad pesticides that can be damaging to nature and to your yard. If you have bare spots, they'll fix those, but these guys are the only ones to deal with. They have a small tree and shrub program, and they're just really good. Thank you, Pat. And his staff, 452-1505, or jamesonpest.com for further information. But get these weeds knocked out now. Otherwise, in a month, they're going to be overtaking your yard. And that's a pain in the behind. The Grizzlies won last evening. Every win is good as they kind of ease into the last part of their season with high hopes of being in the playoffs. They have a bunch of guys hurt, a bunch of new guys on this team, and Dave Yeager is doing the best he can to have this bunch coalesce into a winning unit as they play down to the end of this. Last night, Zach Randolph, Z-Bo, was on fire, 22 points, and he played well. And so Mark Gasol is out, Tony Allen's hurt. And I saw where Kobe Bryant said that Tony Allen was the best defender he had ever played against, and he gave him a pair of autographed shoes yesterday.
Cool. Tony's like, thanks, dude.
Thanks, dude. I got about 800 pair now.
That's a great compliment.
It's a great compliment. So congrats to Tony for that, if he cares. But they win last night. The Tigers play again on Thursday. They have two games left, and then this conference tournament begins March 10th in Orlando. If they have any hopes and dreams of being in the March Madness event, they need to win that tournament. Is that possible? Sure, it's possible, but can they do it? Who knows? But I think, I'm sure that Josh Pastner is tired of the discussions about his future. He's focused on the next game and nothing else. So I wish people would like just kind of get up off his neck. Everybody knows that it is, you know, it's tough. It's been one of those down years, and things will fall as they may. It's just the way of sport, and it's just the way that these things go sometime.
And I couldn't imagine having my job every day be just to try and ruin someone's life. I mean, just leave them alone.
Yeah, it does get tiresome. But, you know, these sports talk guys have a couple things that they focus on endlessly. The Grizzlies and the Tigers. And that's their job. But you can only analyze this thing so many ways. You know, we all understand that it's a down year. But Josh will be okay. He'll make $2.6 million a year for the next four if he leaves, whether he works anywhere else or not. He's 38 years old. He has young kids. He has a wife. He's a good and decent man. What more do you want out of life? He's trying the best he can. So, you know, it's just there's more to life than, you know, basketball. Although around here it's hard to tell that sometimes.
It is a great point.
So good luck to you, Coach, and to these young men. And I hope they do something good. And maybe they will. If Peyton Manning decides to play one more year, which we all hope he won't. It won't be with the Broncos. He has to be out of there, off their books by, was it March 9th? Otherwise, they'll owe him $19 million next year. That's his option. But likely he is done. I mean, the guy is, he is one hit away from, you know, being jacked up with his neck and all that stuff. So hopefully Peyton will take his money and go work for Nationwide and Papa John and whoever else, and just play golf and maybe coach, you know, someday. The guy, you know, he's a smart guy, and he should just get out of the game before you get hurt bad. And his arm isn't what it was, and it's just time to go away. A guy that is his age, Tom Brady, who is seemingly infallible, untouchable, good looking, married to some supermodel chick, good looking, nice hair implants. He wins. He's pretty. He signed for two more years with the Patriots.
He just seems like he's in fine shape, though.
He looks incredible, but he eats right. He works out, I'm sure, constantly, and he takes care of himself. He's never been hurt, but I suppose that's what he is at. That's next for him is one bad move, and he's going to be hurt. Maybe not. He'll be 42 years old when this contract runs out. And he's one of only three or four people who have played 20 years or more with one franchise, which is just, you know, incredible. So congrats to him, I guess. There are those that hate him and those that love him because he's cute. But he's good, too. So we'll see how they can do in this upcoming season. In college hoops, this has been one of the wackiest years ever, I think. The top 10 teams, as mentioned the other day, have lost 73 games. So the top 10 changes constantly. I guess the one team that has been strong all year is Kansas. Bill Self and the Jayhawks are always on top of the heap. They clinched the Big 12 last night. They're number one in the new AP poll. Michigan State, always great with Tom Izzo, is behind them. Villanova, Virginia, Xavier, Oklahoma, Miami, North Carolina, Oregon, and West Virginia are the top 10. So how these things will be done and laid out in bracketology, all that is in your future. So stand by. That's all coming up too. The email address here to comment upon life on your election process, on your voting today, anything you wish, mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
First off, Paul wrote in on the death of George Kennedy.
Yep.
Said he was one of the good guys of Hollywood, like many people of his generation during World War II. He enlisted in the military, served for 16 years in the Army until he decided to pursue an acting career. His ability to play both a hero and a villain made him well sought after in Hollywood.
Yes,
likely,
sir.
My favorite George Kennedy role was Red Leary in Thunderbolt and Lightfoot with Clint Eastwood and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, he was in tons of stuff, and we just watched the scene with he and Paul Newman, where Paul Newman tries to eat 50 hard-boiled eggs. You want to see some film editing at its best? It's unbelievable.
I'll never eat another hard-boiled egg in my life.
It's incredible to watch. He was a good man.
The subject of voting, Aaron wrote in to say, just to let you guys know, when you log into Facebook, there's a header that has a link for you to look up your polling place. Cool. God bless America, and then her opinion of one of the candidates. I checked it. I guess you have to have your address in the Facebook information.
Democracy. Everybody has an opinion, and they're all important.
That's right. Well, when you ask for them, they're going to tell them.
I guess. Sure.
Bruce has an opinion on the primary system. He says, I'm not a brilliant rocket scientist of the election process, but I think it sucks. I think every state should vote the same day. That way no one's vote is influenced by how a candidate does in another state.
There should be one primary. These caucuses are an antiquated, backward-ass idea. Drop it. Let's move along and have one primary and quit dicking around for 2 years.
Also, why can't they just count the effing votes? No more electoral BS. Just let whoever gets the most votes win. Am I just this stupid, or it should really be just that simple and fair?
No, because there are delegates, and then there are superdelegates, and nobody understands how this works. It is overly, unnecessarily complicated, but this will go on until the convention. And then if somebody wants to get, you know, snarky and nasty, they could jack this whole thing up. But it does seem to be a process that could be overhauled and made to be more effective and reflect the popular vote, not the Electoral College and superdelegates and all that stuff.
Well, the delegates are what part of what relates to the primaries.
Yeah,
and the parties get to run the conventions and their primaries how they want to.
Right, and what happens behind the scenes there is anybody's guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been that way since parties, which was...
back before Jesus.
Yeah, just about. Let's see.
Moses was in his party.
Therese is sad. She said, I found out this weekend that South Haven's only used bookstore, Bookhaven, is closing. The last day is March 30th. That's a bummer.
Yeah, South Haven needs some more vape stores. We only have 9, and we need some more of those. Or maybe some more hot wing joints. Got to have one of those on every corner in South Haven. Hot wings and vaping. It's the way to go.
And Bruce, we were talking about the pie in the face tradition being ended at the Baltimore Oreos.
So silly.
Bruce wrote in saying Chris Coughlin, is that how you say his name?
I don't know.
Injured once during a pie in the face.
Well, what a wuss.
So that's one.
Sack up.
Come on.
What a bitch move that is. It's a pie in the face. Yeah. Shut up.
How many people have been injured riding a bike?
Exactly right. Playing
still have
kickball.
Those.
Yeah, I know. No more pies in the face. You might blind someone. It'll put your eye out, kid.
Now, professional baseball players go back to work.
It's just silly.
Paul also wrote in saying a friend of mine said that every time one of his relatives says something about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, he reminds them that they are on Social Security.
Well, yes, everybody and their labels, I swear. I don't know. It is, if nothing else, it is your chance today to go out and to speak your piece and quit running your mouth and do something about it. So maybe you can do that today. Go vote and vote. Yeah, there are probably a number of people who are as yet undecided at this hour as the polls open. But this is your chance to make yourself heard. And that's the way this country has been running for a long time. We've lost the will to take this seriously, I think. But a race for president seems somehow different. Although this one is the most unique one, I think, ever. And we're going to see some really strange things happen. So good luck today out there in the real world.
On my way in, I was thinking of everything I had to do today, and then that hit me. Oh, I got to vote. And then all of a sudden, just nervousness.
Why?
Got to make a decision now.
You got to make a decision. Will they know where
right in Danny Brun.
I should.
I think you should.
But it's always nerve-wracking when I'm waiting in line every time going, I'm going to get up there. They're going to say they don't have me, or I'm in the wrong place. Or go away.
And you go, look, Mamaw,
yes.
You're 85. I'm in there. Why is it just these old people that sit there at the tables?
Because they
have
not
the time
working.
To do it, I guess. Yeah,
no offense to them at all, but I mean it's.
They have nothing else to do, and I don't mean that derogatory.
Mostly they're retired, and they have to have the time.
They can't go skateboarding. It's too cold outside, so they're doing that. Well, the polls are open. Go vote. If you have any stories to tell about that, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, please write in.
If there are lines or people out holding up signs, which is the most ineffective, stupid thing in the history of campaigning, it's not going to influence anybody because you're waving a sign that says Bernie. Or Trump. You're just sit down and be quiet. The polls are open. Good luck. Have a safe day out there. We have serious rain coming. I suppose in the next couple of hours that is going to hit us, and it's a big system from the left over there by the Arkansas. So that's coming into make your drive to work and or school a bit challenging. So please be safe and have a good day out there. Our good friends, welcome them to this program, Red Door Wealth Management. You've heard Fred Hyatt on this program. We just got to try to save some money, and it's hard. And you can start as young as you want to, or if you're getting up there in years and haven't begun, it's never too late to start. I worked with and just gave what little money that I had to a well-known, big, giant name brand company for years. Well, the guy that I worked with quit, and I never heard a word from anybody there again, which was really discouraging. Mm. So I found Fred Hyatt and John and Gretchen and Daniel over there, and they have been welcoming from the start. This whole process can be very intimidating. It doesn't have to be because they are down-to-earth people. They speak to you in normal language, not some jargon that nobody understands. They will advise you, and you can start and just save some money out of every check, and in 20 years or 10 years, you'll look back and go, wow. They stay in touch with you. They email you. They're there with one phone call, and they will take care of your needs. They have individual plans and programs, things for families, 401k plans, and many, many things like that. And they will keep their eye on your finances and advise you accordingly as time goes by. I trust them with my money and my retirement dough, and we all need to focus on that at some point, and it's never too early or late to start. Go by reddoorwealth.com for a short video. It explains who they are and what they do. They'll meet with you at no cost for the first meeting and give you advice on death, divorce, inheritance, all of those things. They are the best at this job that I've ever seen, and I thank them for helping me out. They'll help you out too. Red Door is the name of this company. 681-0018 is Fred's number, or email him, fred@reddoorwealth.com. We'll look at the dumbasses of the day. There's no shortage of them in just a few minutes.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.